welcome to Sort of a Pound, the podcast of me, Shane.
And me, Louise. And Shane seems to be putting on his Greatest Showman voice again.
I know. It's, do you know why I do this? It's
no
my
idea.
Quiz voice. It all stems back from when I used to host the quizzes. I'm not even joking. If anyone ever wants to get into public speaking, and I know I've already digressed from this episode because we're just, as normal, gone off on a complete tangent.
I don't even know what this episode's about. Like, continue.
If you ever want to learn how to public speak, host a pub quiz. Because one, you can have a few drinks and it gets you like in the mood and you feel a bit more confident. And two, you have to like speak clearly. Enunciate the questions. There was times where I was so like inebriated. What's the word? Pissed.
Oh, yep.
Drunk.
Like Smithy on Thingamajoo. What's he called? Gavin and Stacey.
I never watched Gavin and Stacey, but this is a whole other topic that we need to like talk on a different episode.
When he couldn't get to like question 30, it stopped at question 29.
Well, that was like me. There's been a few times where I was slurring the words, and even when we used to do the barbecue quizzes, people said that there was one year, I think it was 2016, that I was reading the questions on the screen. A, B, C. But if you want to go to public speaking, and this is where the voice comes from, it's from doing pub quizzes all them years ago.
Oh, and there's Tessie with a ball.
And we've got Tessie as well.
And Tessie's here. And Tessie says she's not sat on my knee nicely.
No,
but last week she's found one of Hugo's balls, so she's not literally.
Toy balls.
Toy balls, so he's playing with that. So any interruptions are from Tess. So, we are here.
Wait, it's episode two. Episode number two. So, big thank you to the Pounders if you managed to survive all of episode one.
It was an ask.
It was a lot. We just went on and it was what it was.
Yeah, people are going to be renaming our podcast from Sort of a Pound to Sort of something else, aren't they?
Sort of a plonker.
But we think we're going to get better.
We will get better.
So stick with us.
And it's going to be your involvement as well. And so last week we discussed how we met.
Yep.
And we had a Pounder. Hang on, where's my phone? A Pounder, Charlotte. Charlotte wrote in. So she joined the Patreon.
And gave us Sort of a Pound.
And she has...
It's like a pound, but a bit more than a pound?
Yeah, so it's sort of a pound.
It's sort of a pound.
So she is our first official Pounder. She's the first official Pounder
away,
story.
Pound away, Charlotte. Pound away.
So she even titled this story.
Oh.
It was called The Nando's That Never Was. And I've purposely not told you this yet, so you've not seen this come through yet on the email, have you?
No.
Okay, so she says, Jade and I were on the same course.
But Jade, real name or?
I don't know.
Okay.
This is the name she's given.
Fine.
Jade.
Fine. I'm just thinking of not paying those pounds to lawyers. Sorry. Charlotte.
Jade and I were on the same course, but we weren't exactly close. That changed on the night of the student union dating show. Did you ever have any, like, have a student union?
Yeah, I did have a student union.
Did you do, like, events when you were at uni?
Yeah, but not. I can't remember anything, like, anything
we
fun.
There used to be themed nights.
This was the 90s, so it was, like, lots of
like
bands.
Late.
Can't really.
Noughties and early tens for me.
So, no, we
were
used
more inventive
to
and things were, like, easier to do, weren't
they? Yeah, no, this was just bands. It was 94 to 97, so barely remember.
In 1897, when she used an abacus to do her accounts.
I did history at uni.
Did you? So, she says, there was a night at student union dating show. The prize, a free Nando's date. So, what was that show? Lighty, lighty.
Oh, the thing with Paddy McGuinness in it.
Yeah, what was it called?
You like me.
Take me out. Take me out. So I'm guessing it was if it's Nando's, because it used to be a trip to, was it the Isle of Nando's?
Something like that.
What was it?
I was thinking it was like Nando's. Do you remember 2 pints of lager and packet of crisps?
I remember it years ago. Yeah. What was that, 90s, early 2000s?
Yeah. Early 2000s, I'd say. And it got Sheridan Smith in it.
Yes.
It got Will Meller in it. So star cast, but funny, but they had a line about Nando's, which they called Nandos.
Nandos. But is it the Isle of Nando's? I've always thought it was the Isle of Nando's.
Fernando's.
Fernando. Oh, fucking hell.
Okay, anyway. Jesus.
Anyway, the rules impress the audience, so I think it must have been some sort of like audience vote. Most contestants told a joke or did some awkward flirting, but Jade had other plans. She strutted onto the stage with zero. She strutted onto the stage with zero shame, flicked her hair, and pole danced.
Have you pole danced? No, I haven't. I know you have, though.
Oh, yeah. That's a story for another day. That's like, have I?
No, I don't think I've got the call strength.
Funny you say that. She put, now, we didn't have a pole. What we did have was a structural pillar that had probably been holding up the bar since the 80s. Jade didn't care. The crowd lost it. I was waiting. You know what I was expecting? Like the whole thing just like tipped down. And, like the SU bar just caved in. Then, out of nowhere, she shoved me aside. I wasn't even in the competition. I was just too close to the madness. But the final dagger, Jade set her sights on the guy I'd been eyeing all night. Before I could react,
Charlotte.
I know, before I could react, she climbed onto him and gave him a full lap dance.
He's not getting with Charlotte after that, is he?
What did she get? Full marks. Jade won the free Nando's. Me, furious. And she put, the next day, the morning after, I walked into the lecture hall, still stewing over the whole thing. And who ends up sitting next to me? Jade, fresh-faced, unbothered, like she hadn't just hijacked my night. And what did she do for the entire lecture? Sexted the man she'd stolen.
Oh, bless.
And that, my friends, is how Jade got her chicken, ate her cake, and I got absolutely nothing.
I want to know. Protesting all for all those people who are on top tier and watching this rubbish. There you go. Yay.
Yay.
Yay. You're happy now. Oh, no. No, it's got a squeak in it. It's got a squeak in it. Oh, dear.
Well, I don't think they're friends. I think that was an enemies one.
Oh, was it? Oh, well, I thought, no. Not... No, I thought it started off. It started off. We I were friends. Said, and then we became friends.
Let me reread it. I didn't. Ooh. I thought
we're doing
it said,
Charlotte and Jade a disservice here.
No, that she said, Jade and I were on the same course, but we weren't exactly close.
And then things changed.
Oh, then things changed.
So I thought they've now become friends.
I had assumed that they'd become worst enemies.
Oh, maybe that's how our brains work.
Oh, yeah, oh. I see the worst in it. You see the best.
Yeah, absolutely. So we need some more pounders to join in because one story does not make an episode, people.
No, so that pound is probably... Away. Good. Yeah, pound away. We want to hear more of your
if
stories.
If you can beat Jade pole dancing...
So, yeah, I forgot I'd pole danced. Talking of pole
dancing... Have you just
dancing,
been once, then? Did
I've
you
been
just
the
do
once.
Once.
I've contemplated going, but it's just timings of everything because it's like Saturday morning and I want to lay in and...
Yeah.
But when I went,
and now we've got
dancing,
a podcast to record.
And now we've got a podcast to record. Just time.
Shall we tell everybody? Because there are going to be people watching this. Me and my school jumper, looking like we're absolutely freezing. We've now got
we've got
nano
blankets on and a jumper. I've got jumper on.
Ooh.
My hands are freezing. I really want to put some gloves on, but I can't remember what I've done with them.
My feet are absolutely freezing. Absolutely freezing. So yeah, so we've set up a temporary podcast studio in.
The middle of nowhere, in a barn. Well, it's a converted barn, isn't it?
It is.
You can still see the old cattle ring things. Like, they used to tie cattle up. And over there is, like, obviously you lot can't see it, but maybe we'll do a behind-the-scenes video. Like, where they used to tie things to cows, I don't know. It's a pole. It's a makeshift pole to pole dance.
Jade has been all over that, hasn't she? She'd be up and down that.
up and down and then probably end up giving me a lap dance.
Not overly appreciated.
No, I wouldn't know. I wouldn't appreciate that. Have you ever had a lap dance?
No, I haven't.
I haven't either. No. I think I'd be so embarrassed. And I don't know why I'd be embarrassed. Even back like when I was single, I would be mortified.
See, the thing is, they're usually kind of quite hot environments. I would just think, please don't drip sweat on me. Please don't drip sweat on me.
Is that what you'd be thinking?
Yeah. Were you thinking you'd get a little bit...
Please don't get excited. Please yes. don't get excited.
Yeah, but I'm a girl, so it's sort of less obvious, isn't it?
But I don't know. I think I'd feel really uncomfortable and I'd be like leaning back thinking, oh...
No, I'd be like, don't sweat on me. Don't sweat on me. Don't.
Don't leave. Do you not like bodily fluids over you?
In the right circumstances, Jane. In the right circumstances.
Where were we going with this?
Strangers.
Oh, what were we talking about? Lap dancers. Strangers. Oh, you don't like strangers putting bodily fluids over you?
No, who would like that?
It was like, do you remember when I went to the wrestling?
And it was spitting all over you.
So I took up my friend to the wrestling. It's like a indie wrestling show. What was that, December? December.
Let's go with December.
We think it's December. And she, like, she doesn't like touching dirty things.
No.
And I have to say, I used to be like that before working on the yard. Like, when I first started here, I used to wear gloves. And I used to have the marks, like, the tan lines, because I'd wear gloves in the summer because I just couldn't bear touching things. But that slowly, like, faded away.
Yeah.
So I get it. I get it. But I think she thought that when we went to the wrestling, that all of these men were just going to drip sweat all over her. So I was surprised she didn't turn up and like, hazmat suit, where just in case.
So tell the story of when you first met.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yes. I have a vague recollection. It clearly didn't like register fully at the time. But everyone, like normally when you first meet, normally give you like a handshake, don't they?
They do.
But she couldn't give me a handshake because she hadn't put her hand sanitizer on. And I think there was a comment, or I don't remember the comment. What was the comment?
I don't remember reading.
I knew it was like this big deal and everyone in the office was laughing. So I was in an office with a load of new people that I didn't know. And I don't think I was when I started, but I normally go really introvert with new people until I've gauged whether they'll find me funny.
I like to read that. They don't. Let me put you out of their misery.
But if I can gauge that, they will at least pretend to laugh at my jokes.
Okay.
Then I'll be like, okay, I'll open up a little bit. Prime example, whenever I was last in the office with you, we went and got coffee and there was someone else in there that you knew. And I thought, oh, I can't deal with this. It's new people. I don't really know them. And then I just gave you your coffee and fucked off. Then you walked in and like, well, why did you not say hello? And I was like, yeah, I don't do people.
It's the bizarrest
thing. It's really strange.
And everybody's so friendly.
I know. It's like I find it hard. Like with the wrestling, which is a whole other thing, going to that place with new people is just really scary for me and I hate it. Hate it, but I want to do it, so I'll go. But I find it really hard because I haven't gauged everyone to see if, I don't know, whether they won't accept me for being funny.
For being you.
For being me. So I take a like step back.
Okay, maybe this is an episode for podcast. Powders.
It could be. We've gone off on a... We need other people's...
Then we just start the episode.
We need other people's opinions on this too.
Yeah.
But that's what happens with me. Where were we going with this anyway? What were we talking about?
Bodily fluids, hand sanitizer.
And in the office that... I can't remember what she said, but...
Something... We need to cut that in because neither of us can remember. It was hilarious though.
It was something that, like, she hadn't sanitised her hands and...
Like, it was something like, don't touch me, or something
Oh,
like
yes,
that.
It was something like, don't touch my hands, I haven't sanitised yet. I think that is what it was. Don't touch me, because I haven't sanitised yet. And obviously, me being the introverted person I am, was probably like, what the fuck? So hence why I don't really remember. I remember going to lunch and feeling like awkward.
Did you?
Yes. Oh, I hate it. Because there was like, everyone was in that day. We went to the pizza place.
Was it Tuesday? Remember?
Probably. There was loads of people in. And it was like, everyone was in that day. And I don't know why. And it was like, meet the team. And it was really like, meet the team. And it was probably good because I hadn't officially started, had I? Because it was like a handover thing.
Oh, yes, because you were still working with somebody else.
Yes.
Whose name I was trying to remember. Whose name I did remember. And then thought, no, legal. Let's not spend the pound as well on legal things.
So, yes. That's another story of meeting someone for the first time and thinking, oh, my God. But now we're good friends and we get on really well.
So, yeah. Even though this is another episode, we still haven't got enough to fill this episode, so we still
keep
need...
keep pounding away, send in your stories, and we'll read them out, but if you want to come on, we can include you in the episode.
Absolutely.
So make sure you go on the Patreon, make sure you do all the likes and subscribes, I don't know what it is, press the button and the like.
And neither of us are particularly popular by ourselves on Instagram, so probably between us have got 200 followers.
Do you remember when... when you first went on Instagram, it's like towards when you were leaving first job that we worked together, we had this competition of who could get to 1,000 followers first.
Yeah.
Neither of us has still got 1,000. We're probably still on 10.
Yeah, no, but I think I've got like 60, and God knows why I've got like 60. And I keep thinking, shall I do a video to promote the podcast? Well, yes, there's 60 people. Like, they're going to be absolutely all over this.
Yes.
So, yeah, so please, please just follow us. You don't even have to pound or even sort of a pound.
But obviously,
just a bit of engagement because we are going to do, we have committed to doing 100 of these. We are going to do more if it is popular, but we are going to kill the airwaves with this nonsense.
Because at the minute, we're doing it once a week, but the more support we get from you guys, we can do it twice a week, three times a week. Depends.
Try and fit a full-time job in around it, but yeah. Shane committing us to... Yeah, no, we'll sort it out, and then we probably won't always record them together, will we?
No, I think we're going to do some... I think last word I said digitally. I meant virtually.
Yeah.
Virtually is the word, because we can get you guys in on the virtualness.
Yes. Yes, we can. And there's apparently the technology to do that. So next episode that we're going to start, because what we thought we'd do is each episode we're going to kick off the next episode. So we'll tell one of our slightly rubbish stories in this episode to kick everybody off so that everybody can contribute to the next episode, which will be a follow-on from the rubbish that we've started.
Like we did at the beginning of this one where Charlotte sent in her story about what we were talking about last time
about meeting people and first impressions and chaoticness.
Chaos. But still send in, if you think that you've got a funny story that you want to add in, send it to us. We'll include it.
Like, honestly, anything, literally any engagement whatsoever. So if you've got any episode ideas, like even telling us to shut up, we are happy to shut up. Let's hand our whole show over to you. But we have gone to the effort of setting up podcasts, setting up Instagram, setting up a limited company, getting our legal sorted out, microphones, cameras, lights, slightly dirty cold barn.
The cold barn, yeah. I don't think I can cope with the cold barn again.
Oh.
You can probably see our breath. I don't know if it'll appear on the camera. I have no idea. I can't really see the monitor.
It's going back to the OnlyFans if this doesn't work. It's like...
You know how people... What's that thing where, like, you know where then people, like, pay for, like, the clicking of the nails? What's
that called? I have no idea. That's the thing.
Yeah.
People pay for clicking of the nails.
Have you not seen them? You know, like, them weird people. I shouldn't say weird. Them people that, like, eat pickles and they, like, crunch into the microphone really loudly. What's it called? It's something like ASAM.
Look at my face. I'm like, how am I going to know what this is called?
And like people like click their nails like...
Into the microphone?
Into the microphone, but they like turn the mic up really loud.
Do they
make
money?
Yes! It's like...
Why haven't we just been doing that?
It's a fetish thing. Obviously, I don't have fetish because... You know like how people like scrape the nails down the chalkboard?
Yeah,
like
them
horrid noises. People like listen to them noises like for hours
and pay for it.
Yes,
Oh, we could just stop this rubbish and start eating pickles.
Right, we'll just eat pickles and like click the nails. I don't know if that's picking that up. You poor people listen to this on like Spotify or something, like in the car. Like, what is that horrid noise as the car broke?
I don't know if we're just going to listen to this because I've got this like tinny northern voice.
And I've got this deep monotone, irritating voice.
100 episodes, 100. Please, people, make it better. Make it better. So our next episode, so we're going to kick it off this episode and then next episode we'll get your engagement. So we're going to talk about celebrity encounters. Now, I put this in context, have not a single celebrity encounter.
Have you not?
No, because I don't recognise people. I don't recognise people out of context, let alone anything else.
I get that. Like, if you said to me, oh, my God, Mariah Carey is in town, I could walk past her.
Yep.
And I wouldn't have
You probably wouldn't notice. I don't think Mariah Carey hides a light under a bushel. So imagine she's got a bit of an entourage, and I imagine you would know, but yes.
Yeah, but if she was by herself walking in the street. Have you seen that video of that boy who thinks this lookalike is Taylor Swift?
And no.
I would have just walked past her and wouldn't even know it. So he's like, oh, Taylor! And she's like, no, I'm Sophie or whatever her name is. And he's like, Taylor, give me a hug! Have you not seen that?
No!
Oh!
Because I'm not a teenage girl!
You know the shit that pops up on, like, Insta and all that.
Well, I do, but no.
Oh.
No.
Like, he would have
known. That algorithm is a different algorithm to yours.
My algorithm, I was talking to my hairdresser about this. My algorithm at the minute is showing me them weird AI generated videos of like a man pig like scoffing.
I had one. It was like getting some barnacles off a seal. Yeah. And it was an awful video to watch. And it's just like, I don't know what's there. This is going to ruin my algorithm.
I get loads. Like, I must just be a fucked up person because I get the weird, like, the AI with, like, the ghostly old people stand at the end of the beds and they, like, start crawling towards you and, like, then the weird things that turn, like, into... It's like noodles or spaghetti.
Okay, I don't want to be weird in your shit. World. I don't
you don't
want to
have
world.
My algorithm.
So we're doing a celebrity encounter episode. Well, I don't have any celebrity encounters because I wouldn't recognise anybody anywhere. But to put this a little bit in context of this story is about somebody else. I live in the Cotswolds, namely Chipping Norton, so which is known for its celebrity set, shall we say, the Chipping Norton set.
There may be a TV show on Amazon Prime that is set near there.
There is.
Is this what you're going with?
No, not at all. Clarkson's fell. Oh no, I see. Like actually, I recognise Caleb. I've seen him a couple of times in Saints. We say Gerald. He's generally in the co-op.
Who's Gerald?
He's the guy who does the stone walling, the dry stone walling. Head of security on it.
Not the other farmer boy. What's he called?
Caleb. So no, I see Caleb and I've seen Gerald a couple of times. And actually, I have recognised them, but no, like, actual encounter stories. I've just seen them round about town. So everybody comes to Chipping Norton thinking it's full of celebrities. And don't get me wrong, it's where I live.
Did you get the tour buses?
No, not yet. But it is. It's a nice market town and there are some lovely, lovely independent shops, some nice independent restaurants, some nice... It's a good place to go, but it's probably not as posh as people think, and I don't want to put people coming off. Definitely come, but make sure you do a twin centre with like Stowe on the Wold as well. I'll go to Daylesford, I'll pop into Woxford. Don't just maybe just go to Chipping Norton just for Chipping Norton, because you're not going to be disappointed. There's lovely things there, but it's possibly not the ecosystem that people think it is, and you're possibly not going to celeb watch. So lots of celebrities live in not in Chipping Norton, around Chipping Norton. And there's Soho Farmhouse, a couple of miles up the road. There's beautiful places in the villages. There's an amazing place called Quince and Clover. Some incredible pubs all around the Cotswolds within like a 3-mile radius. You've got all the Bamford-owned pubs. Just, it's incredible, but it's not necessarily all in Chipping Norton. It's all around there. So You're into Sarsden and Salford and Oddington and Charlbury, lots and lots of places around. And I could tell you, maybe we'll do for all the other episodes, where everybody lives and which villages all the famous people live in. But then,
have you got
legal.
A mapped out? You're like one of them, like, you know, them things where you see there's like a map behind
and
you.
A bit of red wool on it. And a bit of pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, I'll go there at 6 p.m. and then at 5:20 there is a Jeremy Clarkson exiting his farm.
But yes, and again, we don't want to spend all your pounds on legal advice. We've had to take enough of that. So but to put this in context. So actually, in Chipping Norton itself, bar the odd person here and there, you don't generally have too many celeb encounters. So bear in mind, David Beckham does live a couple of miles outside Chipping Norton.
I just remembered a story. Right. I'm going to mentally keep that when okay. You just said David Beckham of one an encounter, but you carry on.
All right, okay.
I might have to write it down. I've got it in my head now.
All right. I'll remind you as well. Okay. So I don't often, it's not like you see David Beckham kind of walking around the co-op. You often see David Cameron walking around the co-op and have once seen him in Trev Beale's Butchers. Beadle's Butchers, don't get that
I
wrong.
I thought it was like something out of EastEnders, Beale's Butchers.
No, Trev Beadle. Like the best butcher in the world apart
Ian
from...
Ian Beale's Butchers.
No, Trev Beadle.
Did he do, no, was it a chip shop?
They had a chippy. No, they had the cafe, didn't they, for a bit? Did they have the cafe and then
remember.
It was a chip shop?
I haven't watched
shop.
EastEnders in years.
No, I haven't either.
So David Beckham.
Pete Beale used to have the fruit and veg, didn't he? Who was Ian's dad. So it was Ian, Cathy, and they...
I don't remember.
Anyway.
It's been so many years.
So we digress. So anyway, let's go back to David Beckham, because, you know...
David Beckham's interesting.
This isn't even an interesting story. Oh. It's not that interesting, anyway. So anyway, so I've told you a bit about the Cotswolds and how you actually don't see people in Chipping Norton very often to celeb spot. I could tell you the best pubs if you did want a celeb spot, but we might do that in another episode if the lawyers allow it. So anyway, it was a bit of a turn-up of events when David Beckham was spotted by my friend. Let's call her because that is her name. So,
are we allowed to call her?
I think so. Yeah. This isn't slanderous or libelous.
Oh, that's okay.
It's just, and it's actually quite.
It's the truth.
It's just the truth. So I think we're fine. So we're not going to be spending your pounds on legal advice. So anyway, spots David Beckham. So inexplicably, now, beautiful looking girl, mid 30s, lovely long hair, mother of two, accountant, not dull whatsoever, very petite. Lovely girl. Ultimately quite sensible, though. Inexplicably decides to get in a car and follow David Beckham in his car.
No, to where?
Well.
Oh, no.
She's got no idea where she's following David Beckham to.
Is she, you know, like you see in TV shows, is she like keeping a safe distance or is she like right
well,
up behind
Well, I was
going to,
I don't want to cast aspersions over but I don't suppose she's had FBI, CIA, MI5 training on following celebrities around Chipping Norton. She might have done, but because I don't think she has had this training, David Beckham pretty soon realises he's being followed by So anybody who knows Chipping Norton, it's sort of one street, but at one point it goes where the Sainsbury's is, you go around a corner and you head down New Street. So we're in the centre. So she's in the centre of Chipping Norton. She's following him sort of down the high street. So now bear in mind,
in the car. Yes.
Both of them in the car.
Not like stalking down the street.
No, she's not like chased
out of
after
breath.
Him. She probably would. So he's turned out. Now we know where David Beckham lives. So he's going out of his way to get away from. So he goes down New Street and he's realised he's being followed. So just after the back of Sainsbury's car parks, there's a little side road. So David Beckham turns down little side road. Becca, to get away from follows him. Neither David Beckham nor have realised that this road is a dead end.
No!
David Beckham then, with quite literally up his arse, has to then do a 17-point turn to get out of the dead end with there. Bless David Beckham. Thank fuck he sees the funny side of it. He, like, waves, smiles, like, laughs as he's driving past it, probably because is very good looking and, you know, realises that he's not, you know, Kathy Bates with a knife.
I would have been mortified.
She literally blocked did she not the just man think, in.
Did she not she just think, oh my God, reverse, in. Reverse, reverse.
I don't know what she was thinking.
Because that's what I wouldn't have followed. I wouldn't have followed something.
But the thing I is, keep that, yeah, that. It's David. Yeah, you probably would. It's David Beckham. And you don't often see. He lives like a couple of miles away. You don't see him very often. And when you do, she took her opportunity to follow him. I don't know what she was thinking. I don't know. She's going to take some photos. Where she thought she was going. I don't know if she thought she was going
what
down
photos
to
did herself. She think she was going to get?
I have no idea. I don't even know. I don't even think she was thinking.
So she just got in her car and followed
him. Yeah.
Hoping that.
I don't know that he kind of looked in his rear view mirror, thought, Becca, you're beautiful. I'm going to leave Victoria. All those kids.
Come into my car.
I have no idea. Hilarious though. She does see funny famous people. She just sees, they might be funny, but she just sees famous people round and about. She once saw one of Take That. I can't remember which one of the lesser ones.
I don't know. I only know Gary Barlow and Robbie Williams.
Yeah, no, it's one of
the other names.
Yeah, it's one of the other ones.
The other
in,
Take That.
In Chipping Norton. I don't think he lives in Chipping Norton. I might be wrong though, because I don't know who lives in Chipping Norton. On a bike wearing wellies, which doesn't sound safe, does it?
No.
So anyway, that was one of my shit celebrity stories. So please pound away and tell yours. Well, Do you have any, Shay?
I've got a couple.
Have
the
you?
The one that you remind me of, and I don't know why it just suddenly came to me, but around this area, there's a lot of horsey people and people who like to ride horses, but we're also close to Silverstone.
Oh, yes.
I think you might know where I'm going with this now.
I don't.
There was one day when we
I'm
lived
frozen.
In... When we lived in Brackley, we used to have to drive here to the yard and back and forward. And one morning, it might have been a weekend, I can't remember what day it was. One morning, we were driving down near one of the back roads, and there's some people on horses. And I'm oblivious, like you said,
just like a person on a horse with a hat on, how can you tell who
anybody
is? Yes,
I would not even have twigged. And we slowed down for this man and woman. And I turned and I looked dead in the eyes of this lady. I had no idea who she was. And I'm looking at her and we locked eye contact. And then we carry on driving because you have to slow down like less than 10 miles an hour. And he's like, oh my God. I was like, what? Do you know who that was? Clearly not.
I'm outside of it going, oh my God.
He was like, that was Jerry Halliwell.
Or
Jerry
it?
Horner now. Yes. With
was
her
it
husband.
Christian?
Yes, because he works at Silverstone. She lives not that far away from here. I can't remember the area of the place, but I was like, when he said it, you know, I don't really get it. When you look at something and you look away, for a fraction of a second, you still see that image in your head.
Yeah.
I had the picture of her looking at me and I was like, of course it
was. So
we've
had Spice Girls and David Beckham.
Yes.
In our not so interesting stories.
But
section.
I have another one. I've got
go
a
on
fact.
Then.
Interesting fact.
Interesting
fact. At a point in my life, distantly, I was related to a famous singer. Now, quite an old time singer. Do you know this?
No, I don't. And I really want to insert own joke here.
Insert own joke. Who do you think the famous singer is?
I really want to say, but I
you'd
no.
say.
Gary Glitter.
No. This person is still... I don't think they've had any cases. I don't know. I forget. We'll tell the story. I hope not. Otherwise, we might have to edit this bit out of the podcast. Gary Glitter.
How are you not related
I'm going
to them now?
Because of a divorce.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so it's through marriages.
Okay.
So, there's me. Then you've got my dad.
Okay.
And then my nan, my dad's mum. And
which one's that? Dodo?
No, Linda.
Okay.
The other one.
Okay.
Not Dodo, the other one.
The Sudbury one.
The Sudbury one. The one near your other house.
A story for another day,
yes.
People.
She used to live in Portugal.
Oh, I did know that.
Until probably, I can't remember. They moved back before COVID. I can't quite remember. They lived there for about 10 years. And out there, they were good friends with a lady called Joan. Joan was married to, I think his name was David, I think. David was cousins with my step-granddad, Colin. So there's a long link here. So it goes me, Dad, Linda. Linda married to Colin.
Shall we do a family tree?
We need to do, like, on the video, we need, like, a family tree to see where this is going.
Yeah, yeah.
I might be.
And, actually, then put, like, this is my under. Once they get divorced, big cross through them.
As far as I'm aware, this is real. This is what I've always believed.
Okay.
And then so I might think not be real. My granddad Colin, it was cousins with David, I think.
Okay.
I'm pretty
sure.
We'll
go with that.
And David's married to Joan. Joan is the sister of a famous singer. And her last name or maiden name is Webb. So you've got to think.
I'm just thinking Simon Webb. It's not going to be Simon Webb.
This singer doesn't. This singer uses a different name.
Oh, Cliff Richard!
Yes!
Yay!
So once upon a time, I was related distantly.
By marriage.
Cliff, by marriage to Cliff Richard.
Well,
which
that's
my other nan, Dodo,
brilliant.
Was a huge fan. So my other nan got a signed thing for her.
Isn't there a thing? We should Google this. There's something about, isn't Cliff Richard still the biggest calendar seller in, like...
Probably. Like, with all the old ladies. I don't know.
I've never heard
I don't
of
know. Because he lived in Portugal as well. So
did he?
Joan
I
lived
heard
in Portugal.
Barbados.
Probably, are we allowed to say these people's names? Yeah, it's public record. You can look on Wikipedia.
Yeah, no, I think you're better.
And then Cliff
I think
had
I'll get into sticky wicket if I start saying where David Cameron lives, because, you know, that's like
this is his address. And Cliff had a vineyard in Portugal, and I think lived over there near to where my nan lived. She lived in Praia da Luz, which is where that
Matthew McCann went missing.
That's a whole other story for another podcast that we can talk about, maybe. Okay. Maybe not, because the lawyers might have to get involved in that one.
And we don't want to spend the pounds on lawyers.
And we don't want to spend money on that. So, yeah, so... And my nan used to go to his concerts.
Really?
Because she's really good friends with...
Oh, no, Joan.
Linda was friends with Joan. And there was once, years and years and years ago, a story of when me and my cousin Sarah spoke to Joan, but as my nan, Linda. Do you remember the days of MSN?
I do not.
Do you not remember MSN?
No, because I think it bypassed me. It was one of those things between, you've got to be a certain age, I think. And I think I was probably too old and had a job. And
I would say it was like the years of, like, it was my high school years. So maybe it started like 2002.
And then, what's our actual age difference? How old are you now?
I'm 33.
And I'm 49.
Yeah, right, 49. Okay. So what's that, 16?
16.
Fucking hell.
I know. So, yeah, so you,
yeah, you
in
are
high
old
school.
Enough to be my mother. Not quite grandmother, but mother. So, yeah,
my
I was
ovaries
in.
Ovaries would have been.
I would have been in
you.
High school, like 03. I think I got my MSN account in 2003 ish. Like, it was like at hotmail.com back then.
So, yeah, I'd have been. So I'd have qualified by then. So, yeah, I had just proper jobs, like proper corporate, high flying.
So you didn't, like, spend your time on the computer messaging.
I say high flying, probably very low flying, but ones where you actually had to put in a lot of effort.
So we had MSN back then, and, like, my nan had MSN and loads of people.
Oh, my God. Yeah, well, I realised it was such, I thought it was a kiddie thing.
And
I don't know
this
how
was before she
it.
Moved to Portugal, because I remember having to face the consequences of this story afterwards.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So me and my cousin Sarah somehow, and I don't know how, knew her login to her MSN.
Oh, brilliant.
So we went on pretending to be my nan. And Joan also had MSN. I really, like, if my nan has forgotten about this story, you're now about to relive it. Me and my cousin went on to MSN pretending to be my nan, but talking to Joan.
I'm horrified.
I don't know how we knew the login.
Messing with pensioners.
Well, but should have been a pensioner
then? No, probably not. And they're on MSN, so, you know, down with kids. Should have had better security.
Yeah, she should have had a better password that you couldn't guess, or I don't know how I knew the password. We started talking to Joan. I don't really remember what we're talking, but we ended up sending like really weird messages in the end, like something about the Teletubbies.
Why doesn't that surprise
And then we like quickly come off it because we like started panicking, but somehow, and I don't remember unless we said, somehow they figured out it was me and Sarah. Sarah's going to be mortified if she listens to this because she won't remember this.
Well, she better listen. I remember when... anybody related sort of has to.
Yes, just in case you pop up on her. I remember going to my nan's house when they lived... the first time they lived in Viewers.
Right.
And Joan was there as well. And I was like, oh my God. She was like, oh, we had a lovely chat, didn't we? Like, this is awkward. Like, as a kid, I must have been, what, I don't know, 13 or whatever... introverted, shy. It was like the most humiliating thing ever. And then I probably got told off.
Oh my God.
I don't remember because I've clearly blocked it out. So yeah, that's my mini claim to fame relation.
And this is why we need other people to join this podcast, because I've got no celebrity stories. We're doing an entire episode on celebrity encounters. I've got one of Becca following somebody for a bit down the street, blocking them in, and that's it. You've got talking to somebody who's related to Cliff Richard.
Seeing Jerry Halliwell on the road riding a horse. And the last time I went to Portugal, which was 2007, we went with Dodo. We took her for her birthday, whatever year that was. 2007, don't know, wasn't even a special year. I don't know why she went with us. And when we were at the airport, we saw Bradley Walsh waiting at the Portugal airport.
Wow. That.
But I wouldn't have twigged. Because back then, I think it was before, like, what does he host? The Chase and all that stuff.
Bradley Walsh, I think, has been slightly... it's got a weird career. Because he started off as stand-up, didn't he? Then did he do some soaps?
Was
not
he
a sauce
Corrie?
Of a pound?
Not our soap.
Not our
he
soap.
He can come on our soap if he wants.
He can.
But...
he can do, well, he can donate sauce of a pound, can't he? I imagine he's got a couple. No, he was a stand-up. Then I think he fell out... not out of favour, that's the wrong way to put it. But then wasn't doing... then I think did the soaps... then did, yeah, no, then I think he does the quizzes, doesn't
then
he?
Then he does The Chase.
Yeah.
And I think he's done that since. He might Fair. Have done a few things. He did that show with his kid, son. I don't know, make their tour or something. I've got
I don't tend to watch. I went a lot of time without watching any, like,
I don't watch
normal
TV,
telly.
But that's
no.
a whole topic for another
It is.
Episode.
Like normal telly when you had to watch adverts and you had four channels. Do you remember four channels? Were you always
a
five channel
I
kid?
Remember. I remember when
Do you remember
channel
two
five
channels?
Came. No, I remember
no,
we
I
always
either.
Had channel four, but I remember when channel five started and it was when you had the aerial and we'd have like a TV in the bedroom and you'd have to move the aerial to try and get channel five and you'd get the fuzz bugs or whatever that it is, you know,
yeah,
the fuzziness.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you'd move and you'd get a bit of a picture and you'd be like, we're nearly there, we're nearly there. And go. Because you'd have to be stood in a certain place with your hand out.
Oh, wow. I remember Channel 4 being launched and they'd put MTV, and I don't think it was on for long, but they'd put MTV on there for a while.
What, on Channel 4?
On Channel 4. Yeah, because I remember we had a video player had a video player, top loader, a Fisher top loader video player.
What, the one where you had to...
like, yeah,
yeah.
Put it, push it down, push down, top yeah. loader. Not front loader, top loader.
I'm still of the era of the videotapes.
Are you? Okay, so we had a top loader. So my mum recorded it and various other bits. I think it was the first time that we'd seen Michael Jackson's Bad video and the Thriller video and a couple of other things. And I'm sure there was MTV on Channel 4 to start with. If anybody can hear that in the background, it's the dog playing with a ball against her.
Oh!
Okay.
And the whole thing's just...
yeah, she was brilliant for the first episode. She just sat on my lap. She's now
oh,
a
she's
little
got her
bit.
Ball now.
Oh, she's got a ball.
She's happy.
She's happy.
Go play with mummy then.
So, yeah, so we had... so I'm absolutely positive that Channel 4 had MTV on it for a bit. And then
why?
It was just...
I don't understand why it would.
Just because people wanted to... because they needed content, didn't they? And it was meant to be this independent...
Channel 4 was a good channel, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, and then it had Brookside on it. So that was Channel 4. And then when Channel 5 came out, it was just like soft porn, wasn't it?
Was it?
There was like loads of like...
I don't remember that.
I don't think you saw...
was it like the Babe Station type thing?
No, it was more... I think it was more rich lady, empty house, needs a plum around.
That sounds like a porn film.
Yeah, but not...
And my photocopier has broken. Come in here and fix it. Back to that Meccano advert from last week.
Meccano.
Meccano. What do I call it? Meccano. What's Meccano?
That's that thing.
The Lego.
Yeah, like the good Lego made of metal when you put. It is. It's like it's made. It used to be made of metal pieces with nuts and bolts, and you make things like cars out of it.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, no, probably not. It is still a thing. It's still a thing. Oh, sponsorship day on the car.
Yeah, sponsorship. I reckon we've come to the end of the second episode.
I don't.
I don't know how.
No, me neither. And we do go off on said tangents.
Yes,
a hundred of these. Please make them better. Please join in. Any ideas? Please be start being pound away, people.
And I guess until next week, send in your stories. And until then, pound away.
Pound away, people. Bye.